going to hit Florida, but they still don't know where. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Tropical storm Ian is currently churning in the Caribbean, about 180 miles southwest of Jamaica, but is expected to pick up strength before slamming the Sunshine State. Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz.
This is going to move over some warmer water as it starts to lift its way up towards the Gulf of Mexico. That's when this thing really strengthens. Water temperatures there in the upper 80s. You only need 79-degree water to fuel a storm. It's going to go into even warmer water, and suddenly this thing kind of explodes and becomes a big monster of a storm. Here's your timeline. You're going to be in the Gulf really through the day on Tuesday, Wednesday, probably even Thursday if you're running all the way up to ultimately the Florida Panhandle where this might make landfall. Winds at 130 miles an hour, that would be a Category 4 hurricane, so this would be a strong one.
Florida Governor DeSantis has declared a state of emergency, and President Biden also issued a state of emergency. Deadly protests continue in Iran against the country's theocratic radical Islamic regime.
The Iran state media is reporting that at least 41 people have been killed so far in this unrest. The protests were sparked by the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini, who died after being detained by the so-called morality police for not properly wearing a headscarf or hijab. While Iranian authorities claim that Amini had suffered a heart attack, reports have indicated that she had been severely beaten.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. is offering assistance to Iranians. Police in West Mifflin, Pennsylvania, southeast of Pittsburgh, say three people, including two teenagers, were wounded by gunfire last night at an amusement park. Police are looking for a suspect. Cuba holding a rare referendum today on a government-backed family law code that would allow same-sex couples to marry and adopt, as well as outline the rights of children and grandparents. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Texas Rape Crisis Centers say caseloads remain high a year after a new abortion law that made no exceptions for rape victims went into effect. The absence of exceptions has caused divisions among Republicans, including in West Virginia, where a new law signed this month allows rape and incest victims. A Colorado police officer is on paid leave as her department releases body cam footage of her patrol car being hit by a train with a suspect handcuffed inside.
Keep your hands above your head.
Don't move.
With the assistance of another department, a Platteville police officer arrests a woman suspected in a road rage incident. The suspect is then handcuffed inside a patrol car, which is parked on train tracks just behind the suspect's truck. As officers search the truck, they're horrified to hear a train coming.
Stay back!
Seconds later, the train hits the police car. You can hear the concern as the officer radios for medical assistance.
Suspect was in the vehicle that was hit by the train.
The suspect survived the train hit, but reportedly suffered 9 broken ribs and injuries to her hip and legs. And police are investigating the actions of its officer. Roger Stern, Fox News.
A warehouse blaze in Paris sent a huge column of billowing smoke above the city. The fire at a massive produce market that supplies the French capital and surrounding region with much of its fresh food. A happy ending for a dog in Florida after an act of cruelty.
The dog was placed in a plastic container and thrown off a bridge. An Orange County sheriff's deputy was able to rescue the dog after 30 minutes of crawling through brush and scaling a 15-foot wall. The officer named the pooch Daisy and turned her over to Orange County Animal Services. Daisy was unharmed during the fall and has since been adopted. Jane Fergus, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.